This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Morning show host Joel Karnick spoke with Scott Schultz, executive director of the Flambeau River YMCA, about a new program they're hoping to launch in November.
We're going to be opening up a child watch department for drop-in care. So if you're a parent with a small child, 6 weeks old through 7 years, if you want to be able to get in your workout or take a group exercise class, but you've got your infant there that can't obviously go into the group exercise class, we're going to have that child watch department available for families as that program. It's a non-licensed program. Family can use that for up to 3 hours a day for any number of days of the week. It's $3 an hour or $30 a week. So if you're somebody that comes and uses it every single day, that weekly purchase will be a lot better. And if you're somebody that only uses it sporadically for an hour or two or here, then the hourly option is a lot better. We wanted to, when we made this program, we're going to be opening it up in November. We don't have an exact date yet. It'll be around the hiring for it, but we're looking at November for that. And it's built around our group exercise schedule. So right around 8 a.m. until 11 and then 4 till 7 p.m. For the daily drop-in care. If you understand where the Y is, the room will be that third classroom all the way down the hallway right next to the group exercise studio. So if you take a class, it's drop-off and go. So you can go straight to class without having to worry or be too far.
Saturday, October 11th, it's the Park Falls Fire Department's Free to the Public Fire Prevention Open House. This is going to be a free luncheon featuring educational activities for all ages and a meet and greet with the Park Falls Police Department and the Park Falls Ambulance Services. This will be taking place from 10 to 2 over at the Park Falls Fire Station at 400 4th Avenue South, right here in Park Falls. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, October 11th from 10 to 2 over at the Park Falls Fire Station for the Park Falls Fire Department's Fire Prevention Open House. Wisconsin households no longer have to pay sales tax on their electricity and natural gas bills. This began on October 1st, and Melissa Kay has more.
The elimination of the 5% sales tax on residential utility bills is projected to save Wisconsin households more than $178 million over the next 2 years. No action is needed from residents to qualify for this change. Sales tax is being automatically removed from all household energy bills due to this bipartisan exemption included in the 2025-27 state budget.
New for this winter, the Minocqua Farmers Market is pleased to announce the Minocqua Winter Farmers Market. This is going to be an indoor, smaller market featuring local food products direct from a variety of the Minocqua Farmers Market summer vendors, along with local makers and special event vendors around the holidays. This will be taking place Sundays from 10 to 3, from November 9th until April 12th. You can find it in the Minocqua Area Visitors Bureau, just set up in the community room, and there will be parking and an entrance available in the back of the building. Once again, the Minocqua Farmers Market is pleased to announce the Minocqua Winter Farmers Market. This will be happening Sundays from 10 to 3, beginning November 9th and running until April 12th. Wednesday, November 12th, there's an Internet Crimes Against Children and Sextortion presentation over at the Phillips High School Performing Arts Center. This presentation is suitable for all ages and will include information regarding the Oneida County Sheriff's Office Children vs. Online Predators, the current dilemma of sextortion, and Q&A time. This will be taking place from 1:05 p.m. to 2:05 p.m. at the Phillips High School, from 2:15 p.m. to 3:15 p.m. for the Phillips Middle School, and parents will have an opportunity from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, November 12th, over at 990 Flambeau Avenue in Phillips. The cranberry harvest is well underway across Wisconsin, and we've led the nation in cranberry production for the past 30 years. Melissa Kay reports.
This year, cranberry growers in the state are projected to produce 5.3 million barrels, which is less than the 2024 harvest of 6 million barrels. Grant Hawley is the executive director of the Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association. He says cranberry research has changed focus a bit over the past year and a half.
are researchers seeing the handwriting on the wall and seeing how temperatures, the climate, not the weather, the climate is ticking its way up. They started to move those research pieces over to heat tolerances.
With the shortened season, growers are looking at an average year of production. This year was likely on the border of what the fruit can tolerate in terms of heat and humidity for prolonged periods. Holly said if this is the average climate we can expect going forward, cranberry growers will probably be okay.
If that degree keeps ticking a little bit higher and we keep getting warmer and more humidity, then we need to start to worry.
And what Holly said would cause the worry are bugs and pests cranberry crops haven't had to worry about before.
Are the cranberries going to be fine? They are. They grew up here. They're made for Wisconsin. They're not going to go extinct.
But Holly said these changes to the cranberry climate could cause a drop-off in plant production. Researchers are working to mitigate that as much as possible. But even with these challenges, Holly said Wisconsin isn't likely to lose the cranberry crown anytime soon.
We are producing about 67% of the nation's cranberries, a little over half of the world's cranberries. Are things going to get a little bit leaner? Yeah, they are. But we're not going to lose that title. Wisconsin's still going to be the home of the cranberry.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Game 4, Cubs and Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, there will be a Game 4 tonight in Chicago. The Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3. Chicago scoring all of their runs in the first inning, keeping their playoff hopes alive. On the brink of elimination, Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's fun and stressful in the same sentence and the same light, and I think you feel both emotions a lot.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Both teams come out firing, you know, that's what it's about. They know us, we know them. There's a lot of emotion in the game, and it says something for both teams. Really.
NBA, the Bucks host the Pistons in preseason basketball tonight. Doc Rivers asked about that ESPN report that the Bucks discussed trading Giannis to the Knicks.
It was a conversation where a team called, and John has been saying no now for 11 years. I don't know why this is a news story, you know, but I guess it is.
That's Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.